Woke up this morning in the same old place. Scuffled to the sink to scrape the fur off my face. Peeked in the mirror, scared me fit to die. There was an anthropoid simian giving me the eye. And there's a monkey in the mirror, and he's been there all day. A monkey in the mirror, and he won't go away. He does what you do, he looks just like you. The monkey in the mirror. Get it! The preacher, he was talking real odd. He said, a man is made in the image of God. He said he read it in the Bible. Bible's never wrong. I said, are we talking God here or a King Kong? Because there's a monkey in the mirror and he's been there all day. Yeah, a monkey in the mirror and he won't go away. He does what you do. He looks just like you. The monkey in the mirror. Get it, get it. Monkey in the mirror. Chimpanzee, ain't no mirror make a monkey out of me. I baked up a monkey wrench, flung it fair and square, but when I looked at the pieces, he was still there, everywhere. Ooh, well, college professor, she sent me straight. She said, oh, little boy, you such a primate. I said, I wouldn't bet on it. She said, if you do, remember 98% of you belongs in the zoo. Cause there's a monkey in the mirror and he's been there all day. A monkey in the mirror and he won't go away. He does what you do. He looks just like you. A monkey in the mirror. Yeah, 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 yeah. Day. A monkey in the mirror and he won't go away. Hey, that's what you do. He looks just like you. The monkey in the mirror. The monkey in the mirror. Hey, the monkey in the mirror. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, since that was supposed to be the first song, I'm going to have to skip directly to the second. That's all right. Okay, this here is a song that came out of conditions of my life recently. It's gonna be a little slower and mellower, you know what I mean? Like, this is not just the wild man, this is the sensitive wild man here. Whoops! With a polarized harmonica. Monday morning, like a clip on your head. Pound in a piton, baby. Repel out of bed, you know it's possible. Tuesday, clean up. Hit that rat with a broom. Wednesday, chase the elephant out of the room. You know it's possible. It's possible. We do what we gotta do. With what we've got to do it. It's the art of the possible. We cut a few corners just to get around to it. It's the art of the possible. Thursday you go out for coffee and then Friday, you ask, can I see you again? She says, possible. Yeah, it's possible. Saturday, swanging like a gate on a fence. Never knew good times could be so intense. You know it's possible. Ooh, it's possible. possible. And can we do what we gotta do with what we've got to do? And it's the art of the possible. We cut a few corners just to get around to it. It's the art of the possible. Sunday services, try to stay awake. After the lesson, there'll be coffee and cake. You know it's possible. It's possible. You do what we gotta do and what we've got to do it. It's the art of the possible. We cut a few corners just to get around to it. It's the art of the possible. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Thank you. This is the point at which I do the sudden change up. You know, you came out to see the sensitive singer, songwriter, songwriter, song thing. And that's good, and that's nice, and that's sweet, but we're going to bring in a little bit of heavy metal now. Yes, indeed. Also solid brass. But this particular song is, I'm in a klezmer band. We played at the Big Juice show just now, and it has a klezmer, yeah, that was a good show. The Klez Cats, they're fun. So I play trombone in the klezmer band. I'm a trombonic. I learned that word. You know, I'm basically the goy in the woodpile in the group, but, you know, I've learned a little bit of the lingo. And a trombonic is the guy who comes over for dinner who claims to be a big hotshot musician and who spends all his time eating your food and drinking your wine and talking about himself, you know. And I heard this description, and I just went, oh, honey, I'm home. Here I am. I'm here. This is a song. But a trombonic is also just a general term for a bum. You know, no goodnik, you know. Ah, he's an old trombonic. Or in Yiddish, an alter trombonic. And so this is a song called, this is a tune. I don't know if I wrote it. I don't think I did. I think I heard it somewhere, but I haven't found anybody who knows what it is. So if somebody's heard this tune before, for God's sake, let me off the hook here. I don't want to copyright it and then discover I've been had, sort of thing, you know. That wouldn't work. So this is a trombone thing called an alter trombonic. Oh, by the way, this is Bertha. Bertha, audience, Bertha. Don't worry, she's been fed. Of course, she's always hungry. But that's the problem with bass trombones. They're just too big. People accuse me of compensating, and I always ask, compensating what? Yeah. Yeah. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Got a new song to do. This is in the tradition of the brag songs from the blues, you know, where the guy's gonna get up and tell you all the good things he is. In this case, I'm just... This is a sensitive singer-songwriter version of a brag song, if you will. And... And it's a samba. Everybody likes a samba. Don't strip out today. Thank you. Taxes and I mow my lawn. I keep my doors locked and my porch light on. My bedroom's tidy and my basement's neat. I help old ladies get across the street. I'm a good man. Why am I such a good man? I'm a good man. Why am I such a good man? See my neighbor in his brand new car. They sure look happy. I guess they are. I ride my bike out to my job each day. The road I take is uphill all the way. I'm a good man. Why am I such a good man? King Arthur to her Lady Gwen. She made me better than I'd ever been. We say forever, but we never know. Holding on until we have to let go. I'm a good man. Why am I such a good man? I got 10 minutes, more than that. I've been rushing through it. Okay, good. I've been rushing through it. And this is a song that basically they're having a tumbleweed songwriting contest, and this year's theme is superstition. So what does Thaddeus do? He sends in a song about religion. But don't worry, it's an equal opportunity offender. You know, you want to get me for it? Take a number. This is also a sing-along if you're so inclined. The little old lady sat next to the stage, where the eminent mathematician and sage revealed how the universe, age after age, had advanced to its present location. And she said to him, "Sir, you are on the wrong track. The whole world rests on the great turtle's back." The speaker replied to this scathing attack, "Pray, what is the turtle's foundation?"
"Gotcha, gotcha."
She said, "Sonny, don't pull out that cheap sophistry. You can fool all the others, but you can't fool me. 'Cause it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's turtles all the way down. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down." The Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims, they all base their beliefs on their book. They all stand up and quote them and claim that God wrote them, and they all say that the others got took. The Hindus have gods by the millions, each with its own credo and shrine. But when offerings come due, they all stand in a queue till they get to the head of the line. And it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's turtles all the way down. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down. The Shintos keep trying to trademark, new song, the land of the gods in their name. But the Balinese skip off and claim it's a ripoff and file a previous claim. The Taoists divide down the middle, with Yang always balancing yin. But don't ever mention the camera's invention, 'cause grayscale gets under their skin. And it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's turtles all the way down. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down. And let's not even start on the robots. Oh, wait, we did. They're not on the ball, you can tell. With Romulus and Remus and Mars stumping Venus, no wonder their empire fell. And you, who are practical realists, convinced that your vision is clear, you'd better think through it, 'cause when it comes to it, can you even prove that you're here? Didn't think so. And it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's turtles all the way down. Come on, you know the words. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's turtles all the way down. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down, sir. It's an infinite loop all the way down. Oh, you're very smart, but I know in my heart that it's turtles all the way down. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, from the sublime to the cover tune. This one goes out to, I'm going to say it, this one goes out to my fiance. Okay. More in a minute. Thank you. There's a someone that I'm hoping to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb that's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Though I know I might not be the kind of man some might think of as handsome, to her heart I could carry the key. Won't you tell her please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone who watch over me. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming out.
And I do expect that five minutes.
Good, I got one more. I do expect you to pay at least a little attention to the fact that I do have polycarbonate versions of my stuff here in certain varieties. You know, I make them myself in my back room, so don't expect too much. But hey, they're cheap. As Frank Zappa once told us, if we cannot be free, at least we can be cheap. Now, this is a song of great moment, a very heavy song, on a topic which has confounded philosophers for thousands of years. A question that has echoed down the entrails of time, and that question is the most powerful force in the universe? I say it's the most powerful force in the universe, love or gravity? And we will answer that question here and now. Undeniably, indisputably, yes. Show me what's up, you keep my feet on the ground. You make my whole world spin around. Yeah. When
when I fall, I fall for you. Because nobody holds me like you do. And I'm oh, gravity, oh, gravity, oh, gravity. I hold on to me, oh, gravity, oh, gravity, oh, gravity. No matter where I go, Elvis Burris.
Bop, bop, whoa.
Why you attract me, I just don't know now. Hey,
bop, bop, whoa.
I tread a line in bed in my fond embrace.
Bop, bop, whoa.
If it weren't for you, I'd go flying into space. I said, oh, gravity, oh, gravity, oh, gravity. Hold on to me, oh. Moving, you never let me stop. Hey, I won't break away to fly and be free, but I can't reach escape velocity. Cause your heavenly body, it bends my sight. Cause you better move, but you I'm standing up to you with all my might. Absolutely bobbing, but it up. Whoa, but when I fall for you. Nobody holds me. Oh, no. Take it to the well. Oh, gravity, oh, gravity, oh, gravity. Hold on to me, oh, gravity, oh, gravity, oh, gravity. I said, oh, hold on.
Thank you very much. Have a happy folk life.
Woo. All right, let's give it up one more time for one of our best, Mr. Thaddeus Spey. Many years of great performing. Good work. Hey, hey. Happy music, happy music. Okay, my name is Percy, and I'm really delighted to be your MC here. Doing it for folk life, there's nothing like it. I want to tell you about, if you want to get closer to folk life, it's real easy to do. You can get on the Folk Life e-newsletter, and you can get on that newsletter at any information booth. Then they'll keep you informed all year round with the stuff you need to know concerning folk life and its economic status and what's going on with the festival inside and out. And I know you're interested. This is a good way to get that done. And if you happen to have $50 to spare, I mean, you know, not everybody has 50, but if you do, well, you can join Friends of Folk Life, and that's an incredible contribution. We really appreciate it a great deal. Now, we've had this great festival, not because we just come here, but because we're permitted to be here also. We want to thank the City of Seattle. We want to thank Seattle Center and the entire Folk Life staff, volunteers, musicians, everyone helping to make this possible, and you, the audience. It would be awful lonely without you. So, we love you, and if you haven't bought that button, buy it. If you haven't thought about ever volunteering for Folk Life, why don't you try get on the mailing list and try to volunteer for next year? It's more than a job, folks. It's a real good thing to do with the people who like you. You meet people over folk culture, end up having a lot of other things in common. Hey, we'll be with you in a few minutes. I'm going to, you know, just kind of hang back here. And we've got several more good performers coming up right in a row.